Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I carry out my divinely appointed position as a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people I meet as I live my journey of purpose. Amen. And I praise God for that on today. Now, I only have a little bit of time on today, and it looked like we were having some technical issues. And so we are going to go ahead and have a word of prayer, and we are going to give God the glory for everything. Most gracious Father, on today, we thank you and we magnify you, God. We give you glory, and Lord, we give you praise. What a mighty God we serve on today, and we thank you for it right now. We thank you, Lord, that you have anointed us, God, to share the good news about you with others. And that's what you have blessed this broadcast to do, God. You said if we would lift you up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, God. And we glory in you for that right now, God. Now, Father, we ask that you would go into the homes, go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, God, everywhere that your people are, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, that you would bless right now, God. Bless the families in Orlando, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are a God of all the people, Lord, and you love us all, God, and we thank you, we magnify you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, bless today, God, and bless the listeners, God, as they hear, encourage their hearts, oh, God. I touch and agree with them, God, for those that need healing, deliverance, whatever it might be, financial blessings, God, whatever it is, Lord, I touch and agree, God, right now in your mighty holy name, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now for this prayer, God. You said if we would acknowledge you in all, God, in everything, God, we say and do, you would direct us. We thank you for direction on today, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. And we do thank God for prayer. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request and whatever else, whatever other questions that you might have, you can leave them there. And so we thank God for that on today. And so I am rushing through because I want to talk a little bit about the topic on today, and that is be anxious for nothing, for nothing. That we should be anxious for nothing. But Philippians 4:6 says, but be careful, be be anxious. Be careful for nothing. So be anxious for nothing. Don't get so caught away or upset about things that you just will do anything for it. For the be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And the definition of anxious, it says experiencing worry, unease, or unnervousness, typically about an immense event or something with an uncertain outcome. She was extremely anxious about her exam. So to be worried, anxious, says be anxious for nothing. Don't be worried about nothing. Concerned, maybe. Don't be uneasy. Don't be apprehensive. Don't be fearful. Don't be perturbed. Don't be troubled, bothered, disturbed, distressed, disquieted, fretful, agitated, nervous, edgy, unquiet, or eager, tense, overwrought, worked up, keyed up, jumpy, worried, sick, with one's stomach in knots, with one's heart in one's mouth. So all of these things say that we are anxious. We're anxious. But the word says, be anxious for nothing. So don't let any of those things, nothing, be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. I'm hoping that I'm making the point that we are to be anxious for nothing. But this is what we are to do. But in everything, did you hear that? Everything? But in everything, that doesn't matter what it is, we need to get into practice. Practice makes perfect. We need to practice acknowledging God. What did he say? Acknowledge him in all of our ways and our doings, in everything. It don't matter what it is. We go into the store. We go into church on our way. We're going to speak whatever it is. When we go to bed, whatever the situation is, we got stuff going on. But if we would practice, get into that habit of acknowledging God in everything. You got to start somewhere. Yes, we've got to start somewhere. Start today in everything. You're getting ready to go out of the house. You get up in the morning. You need to pray. Ask God. Acknowledge him in everything. But in everything, I can't say that enough. In everything, acknowledge God in all of our ways and doings. Acknowledge him. We're about to make a big decision. We're about to make a little decision. Acknowledge God. And if we acknowledge him in the little things, when it comes to the big things, we won't have a problem doing it. So acknowledge God. Invite him in. Come on in. Let me talk to you about this. So it says, but in everything, by prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is a conversation, communicating with God. By prayer, talk to the Lord about that situation. When you got up this morning and you just want to acknowledge him, Lord, I just want to thank you and magnify you that you even blessed me to come in and see another day. And then you bless me to get up out of my bed and start my day. Thank you for that. I'm just not doing this on my own. But you are here, and I thank you for it, Lord. You said you would never leave me nor forsake me, and I thank you for that. So I'm starting my day, Lord, and I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your wisdom to give me how in this day that you've made, Lord, and I thank you for it right now. So through prayer, so acknowledging him, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Don't get so upset about anything, but keep the peace of God and tell God about it. So through prayer and then supplication, through supplication, supplication. It says supplication is the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. So humbly, ask God. Ask God. He fell to his knees in supplication. He fell to his knees humbly asking God. So we want to humbly ask God for whatever it is. We want to go into communication with him. We want to talk to him about it. And then supplication, we want to ask him humbly. So we want to be anxious for nothing. Don't get upset about things. Don't talk to people when you're upset. Don't get into an argument with them. But in everything, by prayer, we're in communication with God. And now we're asking him humbly. And then we're going to do that with thanksgiving. We're going to be grateful that God has, that the veil has been ripped and we can go directly to God. We don't need a in-between person to talk to us, for us. But we can go to God ourselves and we can talk to him. Tell him all about our trouble and watch him answer our prayer. So with thanksgiving, I'm grateful, God, that you're in my life. Thank you that I have you to talk to. When I can't go to nobody else, I can talk to you, Lord. I can call you up, and I can have a conversation about the situation with you. And let your request be made known unto God. All of that to get the request, whatever the request is, whatever it is that you want God to do for you, that you need God help with. Make it, let it be known. Tell him about it. Don't tell your sister, your brother, or your neighbor, but tell God. The neighbor, the friend, or whatever, they may can do a little bit for you. And they may not can do anything. But God can do all things. There isn't anything that God can't do. Call him up and tell him what you want. Mark 11 and 24 says, and it just backs up. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So when you're praying, when you're in that with God, believe, hold on to it. Believe while you're right there that you already got it. Stay in there with God. Stay in there. Stay in there with him until you know that you have received what you've asked God for. He said, believe that you received them. You received that answer. You received that request. You received what you asked God for right there while you in prayer with him. And he said, and ye shall have them. And then in Jeremiah 11:1-11, and he says that, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, because he was seeing something, but the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, I have seen, that he honors his request. He's looked for his word to perform it. And so God, he's looking for us to give him the situation. And when we give him the word, back it up with the word. When we back it up with the word, then God is looking for his word. He said he honors his word. So give God the word. Lord, you said, like in Mark 11:24, that if I would pray, you will answer. So until the next time, be blessed. Praise God. Bye-bye.